Simon & Schuster Audio presents Leave It As It Is, A Journey Through Theodore Roosevelt's American Wilderness by David Gessner. Read by Fred Sanders. For Edmund Morris and Walter Jackson Bate, great biographers whose lives continue to inspire. Prelude. Theodore on the Edge. He stands on the edge of the world, the great shimmering orange, red, and bruise-colored chasm opening below him. Ravens lift off and ride the wind. He is bristling with energy at this moment, which is to say, it is like most of his waking moments. Curious, always curious, he is a lover equally of the world and books about it. On the ride up here through the small juniper forest, always the show-off, he pointed out and named all the birds he saw to his companions. From his horse, he studied the chickadees and towhees and pinion jays and nuthatches, their calls higher pitched than those back east, and stopped to listen to the sound of a woodpecker cracking open a pinon nut. He knows these birds, knows their names, and he knows this canyon, too, though until today, only through the words of others. The president came to this place with expectations, like almost everyone else. The earliest explorers might not have known what to make of the canyon, and the first white settlers might have been surprised and even angered by what they saw as a colossal hole blocking their way west. But for more than a century now, almost everyone who arrives here at the South Rim, who ascends out of the desert into the cool pine-scented air, does so knowing that something astounding awaits. Theodore Roosevelt is no different in this regard. Even before he encountered the place, he had seen drawings and photos and read plenty of descriptions. In fact, he wrote most of the speech he will deliver an hour from now, when he will talk to the crowd of 800 gathering near the canyon's edge without having ever laid eyes on the Grand Canyon itself. He did so, as he does many things, in a hurry, writing it this morning in his sleeping car as his train hurtled through New Mexico and into Arizona. For the last month, his life has been a paradox of speed and stillness, as he travels on his private train to some of the most beautiful and awe-inspiring places in North America. And then, after a few speeches...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?